with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Rain is falling in Southern California. National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sherrard in the LA office says they've had anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain in the lower elevations to as much as 5 to 9 inches in the higher terrain.
As far as the streets and roads and highways, we have tremendous amounts of flooding as well. So there's a lot of flooding going on. There's some rivers, small rivers and streams that are overflowing their banks, and also some mud and debris flow coming out of the recent burn areas. So it's quite a hazardous and dangerous situation across the area.
Meteorologists and police are asking people to stay off the roads there. For most federal workers, Christmas Eve is the start of an extra-long holiday weekend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On at least two occasions this year, the president complained on social media that there are too many holidays on the calendar. But that didn't stop him from delivering a Christmas gift to most federal workers. Last week, he signed an executive order closing most federal offices on December 24th and 26th. Giving employees and federal agencies 3 days off for Christmas, plus the upcoming weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Christmas Eve, thousands of people flocked to Bethlehem's Manger Square and other Holy Land sites after 2 years of subdued Christmas celebrations because of the war in Gaza. Scouts groups marched and played festive music on Wednesday in Bethlehem and Nazareth, the cities where Jesus was born and grew up. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index rose by 51, with the S&P 500 Index advancing by 22 points. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about Christmas.
88% of us will celebrate the holiday on Thursday, down from 96% who did so 20 years ago. But while secular forms of celebration remain popular, religious ones are in decline. Fewer Americans will be going anywhere near a church, and fewer put out nativity scenes or other religious displays at their homes. Even self-identified Christians are changing their ways. Just 61% of them say they attend church on Christmas Eve, down from 73% in 2010. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Toronto man's been arrested on charges of planning attacks on Jewish people and is also facing charges for 2 failed kidnappings of women. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police arrested Waleed Khan for providing property and social media accounts knowing they would be used by ISIS. Khan and 2 other men have also been arrested for offenses targeting women. This is SRN News. Mexico's president says air traffic controllers lost communication for 10 minutes with a small Mexican Navy plane on a medical mission before it crashed off the Texas coast.
The crash killed at least 5 people on board the aircraft. Authorities initially believed the plane had landed safely in Galveston before learning it had gone down Monday afternoon. A search and rescue operation pulled 2 survivors from the wreckage, while 1 person remained missing. And although there's been no definitive word on the cause of the crash, heavy fog did blanket the area at the time. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Grand Egyptian Museum has begun reassembling a boat belonging to Pharaoh Khufu in its exhibition hall. The cedarwood vessel, 1 of 2 found with King Khufu, started coming together on Tuesday as visitors watched. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.